My Sweet Valentine by Annie Groves.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. 30th of December 1940.
Tilly, no, stop! Don't go any further, it's too dangerous.
I'm all right,
Tilly Robbins assured her boyfriend Drew as the crowd surging towards St. Paul's Cathedral parted them. All around, the air was thick with smoke and the dusty aftermath of the previous night's heavy bombing. Buildings were still burning, the acrid smell stinging the throats and the eyes of the onlookers. Even now, hoses were still being directed at the most intense fires. The general noise of the Londoners, coming to see for themselves that St. Paul's was still standing, added to the rattle of fire engines' wheels on Cobble Road and the roar of persistent fires, made it almost impossible to hear oneself think, never mind hold a conversation, Tilly thought. Her earlier sense of adventure had been a little dissipated as the crowd swept her away from Drew and carried her along with it. Of course, she would never want Drew to think she was the helpless kind who couldn't look after herself, but already she was missing his protective presence at her side and the warmth of his hand in hers. Soon, however, she managed to battle her way out of the crowd to stand in the shelter of a doorway whilst she waited for Drew to catch up with her. Turning, she waved and smiled at him. Relieved to see that Tilly was waiting for him, Drew waved back. Then suddenly a shower of burning sparks fell.